Revolutionary Gospel
Blog
News.
Talk Radio.
All right, how you guys doing today? This is Joseph Smith, the author of The Revival of the Roman Empire, Devil Workshop, and The Caliphate Rise of the Islamic Nation. Well, yesterday when I left off, I got into what happens, what's going to be the outcome of all these events that we're seeing. And God had blessed my mind to understand something. And I want to kind of detail that out. There's a lot of stuff like we have this thing about Christ. When he comes, we're going to all be caught up in the cloud with him. And everybody believes that we're going to be taken off into heaven. The world, the earthly man, the sensual man, he's down here. He's looking for an alien. Okay, he's looking for this alien to come. And I was listening the other day, and it's a very interesting thing how our media downplays a lot of stuff, and it's very important stuff, but we do not get to hear it, or somehow it leaks. And then we find out this is happening, and we say, wow, this is why things is going the way it's going. And I'm sticking on task, I'm going to stick to the story, and I'm going to pick up it, I'm going to start. Now, I suggest you guys today, you guys might want a pen and paper at hand, because the stuff I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some good scriptures in detail how all this is going to wrap up, how this is going to end, and even when he talks about Christ coming and stuff like that, how that's going to happen to us, and what the Pope and the Pope, the fourth, is a false prophet, what's his job, what is he doing, you know, what is he really after, and then the Antichrist, when he's going to come. But the information I had, they had a speaker, I guess at the house or across the street from the White House, whatever. And I don't even know the guy's name. That's once again, I have to give up on my game on that. But he gave a speech in April where he came and told, he confronted the president directly, and the president was not there, but all these other people who represents Washington, White House, and Capitol Hill, all of that stuff was there. And he gave a very important warning to our nation. He talked about political correctness, this thing about marriages, you know, between man and men, and instead of how God has created. And he really had brought out some points, but it was a warning. Anybody who have any biblical sense, when that man talked and gave what he said and how he said it and what he was saying, you would know that that man was under the influence of God, whether he was actually saved or not. He was a Jewish guy, but he was under the influence of God. He talked about the God of God, our God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, okay, one God. And he went on to say he named Jesus' name in Hebrew and then say Jesus, the name above all names, when he finished his speech. He said, we will not worship all these things you guys are doing, like you talk about political correctness. I was talking about political correctness because I think that everybody, like, you got to be politically correct. You don't have to be a follower. I don't have a mind. I'm a follower, you know. Whatever you say is correct, and I follow behind you. I'm not an individual. I am not a leader in no capacity. That's what political correctness really means. It means you're just a follower. You don't have your own brain. Somebody says right is right. The masses say, hey, man, let's all go jump off the roof. Man, you better follow. That's what they say we need to do. That's political correctness. To me, it's like a person with no brain or no mind. That's what political correctness represents to me. Okay, you're not an individual. You're a clone. Then he talked about marriage and the course America has taken with this thing. And it really makes a lot of sense because we're saying they're passing judgment on God. In other words, we're making a decision and we're looking at it like, did God have enough sense how he put things together? So we're going back and reevaluating his thinking. See, and then he called Obama out about putting his hand on the Bible, and he studied applauding sin and immorality. Okay? But he says, you guys are doing it, but you don't understand. You put your hand on the Bible, and you're doing everything contrary to it to further the lawlessness of the nation, godliness of the nation. So, yeah. America is up under judgment now. We're past the playing game. I run into people at my store talking about they can't sleep. I understand why. Like, I went through that, and my mind was just like, I got to get back to God. If I'm not sleeping, if I'm staying up all day, I go and get a couple hours in, can't rest through the night, so I'm up tossing, turning all night. say this is God. Something is going to go down. Something's happening. I have to get myself together and be ready for this, the next occurrence of whatever it is. But the guy gave his people in April, and it don't get leaked out till like June and July. That's almost 3 months later. But judgment is up on America. You can believe that. And I read that scripture, but let's pick up pretty much where I left off at. And I want to get on to what has really happened here. Okay, because we're at a war. We're in a war now. This is without question. Okay, it starts in Revelation 12. It really started in the Garden of Eden when he took the power from Adam, took over our world. But now he'd been going, Satan, that's what I'm talking about. He's been going in and out in heaven, accusing the brethren. First he started with Job. He kept going up there and told God because he had put a protective hedge around him and all that, you know, he would curse him, and God, he wasn't blessing him and wasn't protecting him. He said the same thing about Peter. He went to God because Jesus said he had to pray for Peter. He said because Satan had desired to have him and sift him as wheat. He wanted to destroy him. Okay, so he was in the heavens doing this. So God has gotten tired, and it became time to kick him and his little group out of there. And it picks up in chapter 12 of Revelation, verse 7. It said, and there was war in heaven. Okay, let's go back up because it starts, this is something of great significance, and I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to actually start with the first verse, and we're going to walk it down into, and hopefully I can get to all these scriptures, but down into what is verse 12. And it said, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, in other words, the 12 tribes of Israel. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in pain, to be delivered. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head. This represents the devil in his world government system. 7 heads, I'll try to get to that if I remember it in this show. Yeah, you know, and break down the 10 horns, which is the Western U. That's real easy to tell you that real quick. But the 7 heads are the 7, or you find them during World War II, but I'm going to push forward. I have to come back to that. And his tail drew the third parts of the stars of heaven. See, he took a third of the heaven, the angels, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, okay, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So, if you know anything about Jesus' birth, Herod attempted to find out where he was and was attempting to kill him at his birth. Okay? And so she brought forth a man-child, Jesus, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God. Okay? As we've seen him go to heaven, the aliens are coming. Like they were saying, when the disciples were standing there, the apostles were standing there, taken up in a cloud, up into God, unto God, into his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared of God, that she should feed her there 1,260. Okay? So we're seeing this. So, excuse me, y'all. So this is going on. And here we have, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought in his angels. Okay? There was actually a war, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven, for they were, this Satan and his army was defeated. Okay? They were actually defeated. And caller, I send you a call. I'm trying to get through our scripture. You can call back. And everybody who want to call in, and I'll give you guys like the last about 7 minutes so you guys can make your comment. And you can, excuse me, The call-in number for anybody who wants to desire to call in and talk to me is going to be 773-97-6105. Once again, it's going to be 773. That's the area code, 897-6105. You're welcome to call in. And like I said, we get down to the last part of the show, we're talking. We can probably carry on to the next show if we don't get all questions answered in this show. So there was actually war in heaven. And they said they prevailed not. Neither was their place found anymore. They were vanquished all of a sudden. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now, okay, so you see, first of all, let me stop. He said he deceived the earth. They were cast out. So his army, his group of angels, have been kicked out. They lost. They weren't ever to prevail against God. They've been pushed out of heaven. They're now down here with us. Okay? That's what's going on. They're now living amongst us. Okay? And I said, I heard a voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God, in the power of his Christ. For the accused of our brother is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And so, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Now notice, this army that has been vanquished. He said, therefore rejoice ye heaven, and ye that dwell in them. But look what he tells us. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. Okay? So we can actually see when the devil was kicked out of heaven. Okay? This was the time where God talked about, or Jesus, not God, but Jesus had told us his kingdom was coming. He says the kingdom of God had come. And when did that happen? You know, when did this occur? And we find that in chapter 17, and it talks about 17, verse 20. He says, when he was demanding of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observance, neither shalt thou say, lo, here, or lo, there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. So we see in chapter 12 of Revelations, what he said, now is in a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and kingdom of our God. So he said it was going to come without observance. Okay? When the kingdom of God, so he was, they were looking for the physical kingdom, but the first part of the kingdom was coming, was going to be spiritual. He says, now when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, without observance, and as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, the ability. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speaking in his own language, not some babbling tongue, people. I don't believe in that tongue speaking stuff. So we see when that time came, he said, now it comes, now came salvation. Why we know salvation came that day? Because in Acts 2, it wasn't just the physical, the spiritual kingdom came, and then in Acts 2:38, it tells you about salvation. Acts 21, it tells you, it don't tell you the application. It tells you the content. It says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And then Acts verse 22 says, hear you, you man of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, not a God, approved of God. It goes on, and I finish all the scripture. Then Acts 2:38-37, they ask him, what should they do to be saved? And he made a clarification of what he meant, verse 21 meant. He said, to repent, to be baptized, every one of you in what? In the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Become a part of the kingdom of God. That Holy Spirit represents that. The kingdom of God shall be in you. And that goes back to the born-again experience in John, when Jesus talked about, except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Okay? So we see that. The kingdom of God has started. The spiritual kingdom have arrived. This is the same time Satan was kicked out, so he is no longer in heaven accusing the brethren. Okay, but now we've gotten down to this closing of time and pretty much right there at the close of time. And we hear about the return of Christ and how he will come, because they say he left in a cloud. And they told, so he's going to come back in that cloud. And we see this in Matthew 24, where he talks about his return. In Matthew 24, that's going to be 24:29. Okay, and it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, see, a lot of people think Christ is going to come get us before this. It says, immediately after the tribulation, this is Matthew 24:29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the power of heaven shall be shaken. It said, then shall appear the signs of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds from one end of heaven and to the other. Okay? So Christ is coming. The aliens are coming. That's what they say. But this is Christ's return. And we see when he shows up in the air, there's going to be a lot of things that have taken place down here on earth. Okay? And one of those things that has taken place down here on earth is that the mark of the beast is going to be in play. That's what the Antichrist is going after right now. And this is where the false prophet. But let's look at this and this to try to compare and show you how they're all going to meet up. And then we're looking at a war that's going to take place. Okay, and this is actually Revelation 19. And he says, I saw heavens open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness do he judge and make war. Now notice this. And his eyes were as the flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. And he had a name that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Now notice this. And the armies which are in heaven followed him up on the white horses, clothed in fine linen, with white clothes, white and clean. Okay, so the angelical creatures are coming with him. We have them coming, and then you see in chapter 16, you see with the Pope and all of them, they're going to be meeting. So you have them coming with his angels, and I'm going to show you how we're going to come in, how we're going to join up with him to meet him in the sky. And he goes on to say, and I saw three, and this is Revelation 16 and 13, and I saw three unclean spirits like come out of the mouth of the dragon, the devil, out of the mouth of the beast, the Antichrist, Jalali Talibani, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, Pope Francis. For these are the spirits of devils which make up working miracles, which goeth forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Okay? He goes on to say, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk it naked, and they will see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called, his name called Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And Armageddon is where everybody's going to be joined at. Okay, and they're going to be waiting. Christ is going to appear with his soldiers. Okay, and so then there's us who's down here who's been getting killed. And when they talk about the mark of the beast, all those who have not taken the mark of the beast is what's going to happen to them. Okay, and that's in chapter 13. So you see two big warring factions coming together, one down here on earth, and then Christ with his army. And he goes and says, and he goes on, this is about the false prophet. And he said, exercise power of the first beast before him, and cause the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, the Antichrist, whose deadly wounds were healed. And he do great wonders and signs, so he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwelleth on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwelleth on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, the Antichrist, which had the wounds by his sword and did live. In other words, he appeared to be dead, but his government is back intact. Okay? He's alive. Okay? And that's what you got going on right now in the Middle East. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So they've been down here killing us. We're at war. We're not receiving the true believers, those who have truly been born again. We're not receiving the mark of the beast. And so we know if we take the mark of the beast, because America is going to fall economically. It's going to collapse. And this is Revelations 14. And it says, Revelations 14 and 8, it says, and there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen. That's us. It's fallen. The great city, because she made all nations drink of wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel following saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast, the Antichrist, in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same should drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out mixture into a cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstones in the presence of the holy angels, in the presence of the Lamb. And so in the smoke of their torment shall ascend up forever and ever. So we're coming to a time where our economic system collapses. The mark of the beast comes into play. We become a Catholic society because that's what the Pope is going to do for you. He's going to bring about a Catholic society. He's going to be able to unite the world government. You know, the Anglo-Saxons and the Hispanics and all those Asian and all that. But the kings of the East pretty much lies with Jalali Taliban. He's going to be able to unite the Arab people. That's what a lot of people don't know. They don't understand how the book of Daniel has the Persians out of war and tell you who that individual is. And so he unites that part of the world. He's the one who's going to have that one voice. He's going to be able to bring the Arabs together. That's what the caliphate's about. That's what's going on right now in the Middle East. These people are spoken of in Habakkuk. And that doctrine, that ideology is going to overtake the world because it is the Antichrist doctrine. It's the teaching from the devil. And people who's of the devil are going to receive that. There's a lot of people, even listening to this radio right now, is going to embrace this and become a part of the Antichrist system. Okay? That's why they can't sing the captive, because it's not a person, it's a spirit. It's a teaching. And it's those who belong to the devil, those who are not written in the book of life, who's embracing these teachings. Okay? So they've been down here killing us. Christ comes. He comes back in the sky, and this is the beauty of it all. It talks about this is Thessalonians 1, and after I read the scripture, I try to detail it out, you know, as I'm doing right now. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He said, but chapter 4, verse 13. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. He said, for if we believe that Jesus Christ, that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the words of the Lord, that we which are alive, us who survive hiding out during these times, the remainder remain until the coming of the Lord, shall but not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive, remaining, shall be caught up unto together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with him. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Now look at this, 1 Corinthians. Look what it tells you here. It says, behold, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I hope I'm not moving too fast. 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery. We should not all sleep. See, some of us are going to be alive. Some of us are going to be killed. It said, and we shall be changed. But we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be risen incorruptible. Okay, look at that. They got up. They didn't kill you. They're thinking we got rid of him. He was talking that God stuff. He wouldn't take the mark of the beast. We done put them down in the coffin. Okay, now look what happened. He says, shall be risen incorruptible, and we shall be changed. From this corruptible man must put on incorruptibleness, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruption shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. See, they think they put you out of here. O death, where is thou sting? O grave, where is thy victory? When you get up out that coffin to go meet Christ, whether you have got lost your life or not, are you still here? You're going to be changed, okay? It said, and the sting of death is sin, and the strength of the sin is the law. But he said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you see, which is so strange, he said, we should be caught up to be with him, as you see in the Thessalonians. It's like they're going to fight us. Now, this is Jude, verse 15. And Christ is coming with his soldiers from heaven, the angels. And look what happened. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, brethren, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all, to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodliness. So we're going to go up there, and we're going to turn around and come back here and take this planet. And I just thank you guys for coming out and listening to the show. And the people who called in Monday, I open my lines up. You guys can call in and ask all the questions you want. But as you can see, we're going to jump the sky. We're going to meet Christ in the sky. And then we're going to come back. We're going to meet him and his angels. It's going to be like two armies going together. The cavalry has arrived. They thinking they have taken the planet. They think they have killed you. But glory be to God, you're going to get up. And we're going to go up into heaven and meet him and come back here and take this kingdom. And I thank you guys for coming out today. This is the Revolutionary Gospel News. Go out and get my books. It's called The Rival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, and The Caliphate in the Temple Mount at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Thank you guys for coming out again. Once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News.